This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى, he says in the Quran, إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Allah says in the Quran that there are 12 months, and out of those 12 months in the year, there are 4 months that are considered as sacred months. 3 of them come consistently, one after another, and one comes separately. That is Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and the month that stands all by itself alone is the month of Rajab. These are the 4 months of the year that are considered as the sacred months of the Islamic lunar calendar. Inshallah, tomorrow we will be having the very first day of the month of Muharram, which is the first day of a new year, the Islamic New Year. And subhanAllah, first of all, historically speaking, that when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala an, in the Khilafah of Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, he realized that this was a very big issue. There was no structure in terms of dates. They were not able to set dates. And as Islam began to grow, of course, just like today, you and I, we always, you know, we plan things out based on the days, the dates and so forth. Dates, our calendar, our schedule plays a heavy role in our life. Likewise, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala, he realized that because there is no set date and year and time or put in place, he sent this request to Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala that we need to put some structure to this date. We need to put some structure in this matter. And Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, after consulting with some of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, some of the Sahaba said that let's begin the calendar from the time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born. Some said that let's begin the calendar from the time he passed away. Some has suggested let's begin when he made his hijrah, his migration from Mecca to Medina. Let's begin that time. And many ulama, they say that the reason why Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, he went with this decision is because this was a new page in Islamic history. This is the time when the Prophet ﷺ, he migrated from Mecca to Medina. And there are so many lessons to be learned from the hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ. Perhaps we can cover that some other time. But nonetheless, there are so many lessons to be learned. And even today, till today, our Islamic hijri calendar is based on the hijrah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Secondly, the reason why we start with Muharram, because some people said, and some sahaba suggested, that let's start the year with the month of Ramadan. Some said let's start it with Rabi'ul Awwal. Some suggested other months based on certain events that took place in those months. And Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, he decided that not only are we going to start the years from the time the Prophet ﷺ, he made the hijrah, but at the same time Muharram will be the very first month in the Islamic calendar. Why? Because he said that when people go for Hajj, and they perform Hajj, and they fulfill the rites of Hajj, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَجَعَ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّ, they will return like they are a newborn baby. Meaning their slate of sins will be absolutely clean. There will be no sin upon them, no minor sin, no major sin, none whatsoever. And Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's saying that this is a new beginning for any Muslim who goes for Hajj and they come back. This is a fresh new start. So the very first month that comes after the Hijjah, hence Muharram, that's why Muharram was settled as the first month of the Islamic lunar calendar. Now, from a spiritual point of view, we all learn that this month is called Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his veneration, because of his status. And not only that, but because this is the series of the best and the worst, this is why I chose to talk about this today, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says the best fast after the month of Ramadan is the fast of Muharram. And we all know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to Medina and he saw the Jewish community fasting on that day, fasting on the 10th of Muharram. And when asked, why do you fast on this particular day, the 10th of Muharram? The Jewish community responded to the Prophet saying that this is the day that Allah saved Musa alayhi salam from the Fir'aun and his army, and so hence this is a way to for us to remember that day. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says nahnu ahqqu bi Musa, that we are even more closer to Musa alayhi salam. And therefore, not only did he instruct the Sahaba to fast, but towards the end of his life, he even instructed them that if I am alive the following year, then I will fast one day before or one day after, to ensure that we are fasting is not like the fast of the Jewish community. So we are fasting on the 10th of Muharram, but either we're going to fast on the 9th or we're going to fast on the 11th, pairing that up with the 10th. So this is why our ulama have all mentioned that you should try to fast on the 9th or the 10th, or the 10th or the 11th, if you choose to fast on the 10th. Now, one thing I do want to quickly mention is that I've seen this issue coming up, and this is why I'm mentioning this, is that based on the time that we are living in, tomorrow is the first day of Muharram, so hence, Saturday will be the 10th of Muharram. And there are ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he says that do not single out Saturdays for fasting and so forth. So I want to assure everyone that this, in this situation, this hadith does not necessarily apply because we're fasting for a particular reason. Now, yes, if you were not fasting throughout the entire week and then you just so choose to fast on the 9th, on Saturday, then that can become an issue. So keep this in mind, is that even though the 10th will be on Saturday, you can still fast on Friday or Saturday, or fast on Saturday or Sunday, whatever you choose to. And the reward for fasting on this day, the 10th of Muharram, is, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that this is it is an expiation of 1 year of sin. So when we fast in Arafah, it's 2 years of sins. And when you fast on the 10th of Muharram, then it is an expiation of 1 year of sin. Along with that, of course, there were some other historical events that took place in this month. Namely, for example, the martyrdom of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, it's absolutely fine. There is nothing wrong to historically just simply mention and to talk about that what happened in this month. I feel like at times people go to two extremes. Now, of course, we find one extreme where people do certain actions on that day, in remembrance of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm not advocating for that. At the same time, there are some people who say that no, it is absolutely, do not even talk about the history and do not talk about the events that took place in this month and so forth. And that is also another extreme. Our deen has taught us to be balanced, and the balanced approach, in my own opinion and according to many other ulama, is that there is nothing wrong in talking about the history of what happened. Talk about the history of the 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saving Musa alayhi salam from Fir'aun and his people. And not only that, but what happened to the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and some of the lessons, most importantly, lessons that we can find from this incident of Karbala and so forth. So of course, there's nothing wrong in talking about this. At the same time, the most important thing to understand is that this is a very sacred month. In this month, there is a very important day, a very auspicious day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast on. So we should try to fast on that day. I'll fast along with our families. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every single month that comes, we come across in the Islamic lunar calendar, and whatever events take place, there's nothing wrong in talking about the history. Most importantly, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to learn from those lessons. And finally, we talk about Hijri calendar. Once again, Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so many lessons from the beginning of his journey till the end of his journey. So many lessons can be learned. Of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us ability to apply those teachings in our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.